Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, February 25th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christianity is appealing to young people in Iran. Christian children are targeted by Eritrean authorities, and Christians in the United States join for a Saturday prayer meeting for revival. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll in Iran's earthquake is expected to climb to 900. The quake added to the depression faced by many in this Islamic republic, says Sammy Tippett Ministries. The American evangelist is producing Christian television programming in the Farsi language, which is appealing to many Iranians.
In all of the Islamic world, Iran perhaps is the most open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. People there are tired of the strict form of Islam. They're searching for answers. They're looking for hope.
Many are finding it through his television broadcast, which Tippett says is reaching the unthinkable, terrorists.
This broadcast is listened to by many of the people in the Mujahideen. In fact, we received a call one day from a lady, and she had given her heart to Christ, and her husband was a part of the Mujahideen, and she was asking us to pray that her husband would come to know Christ.
Funding and prayer are needed as they plan to tweak the format to reach more young people. Next, as many of the tsunami dead have yet to be identified in the 11-nation region, rebuilding has replaced emergency relief as a focus. Well, that's the focus of the Association of Christian Schools International as they begin to help schools in Indonesia. ACSI's Phil Renix says they support 70 schools in that country.
We had about 14 of our member schools that received either moderate to severe damage from the earthquake, and we're trying to help them rebuild.
Christian education has been the target of Islamic oppression as Muslim students have come to Christ. These schools are the only answers to the Islamic boarding schools, which number in the thousands across Indonesia.
One of the things that's happened as a result of the tsunami is all of these children that have been orphaned are being gathered up and they're being placed in these boarding schools. The Muslims know that getting a child's mind when they're young is the way to keep them as a part of the faith.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next, the Eritrean government's persecution of Christians has now targeted children. Police took 131 children between the ages of 2 and 18 from their Christian classes to a police station where they registered their names and addresses. While detained, despite threats to be quiet, the children sang and praised God. Most of the children were released, but 30 older teenagers remain in custody. Pray that they'll remain faithful to Christ despite what they may be enduring for his sake. Meanwhile, a sister ministry of Bible Pathway Ministries is asking for prayer. M.A. Thomas with Hope Givers International says they're holding the 31st annual convention and graduation service in Kota, India. Some of the 8,000 people traveling there were attacked. Then Wednesday, the roads to the grounds were blocked by more than 600 militants. Despite massive police protection, 3 firebombs were thrown at their tents. Miraculously, no one was hurt. Thomas asked for prayer for safety and boldness as they continue to share Christ. And it's an invitation to renewal, to stir our hearts for God. Life Action Revival Ministries is hosting a live, interactive telephone and internet prayer meeting every Saturday morning, studying the devotional book, Seeking Him. Bob Bakey is with Life Action.
These phone prayer meetings are intended to stir within the hearts of people a longing both for God and for the revival that is so needed within the church today.
Tomorrow they'll focus on how grace is at the heart of revival, and Bakey encourages people to be involved in this unique opportunity.
The snapshot of hundreds of people throughout the country joined in this moment with a similar passion, with a similar eagerness to see the work of God renewed in our day. This is an exciting thing.
You can participate in this national Telnet prayer meeting Saturdays at 10 Eastern Time. Go to our website to find out how. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those affected by war, persecution, and disasters. See them in action with their new DVD, Revolution, by calling 1-800-995-4828. It features the sights and sounds of limited access nations while teaching you how you can be used in short-term missions. It's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.